Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Zayin. And we learned Siman Zayin, where we talk about the idea that a person has to say 100 brachos every day. So on a day where a person is a weekday, it's not a challenge. Baruch Hashem, a person is able to get to that. A Shabbos is more challenging. So we mentioned that a person can have various different types of foods during the day. A person uses the bathroom. A person will smell different psalmim. And through that, a person will come up to 100 brachas. We pointed out that a person generally is going to be 19 brachas short. If a person benches on the kais by all three meals, that would add 6 more brachas. The Chafetz Chaim, when he makes the calculation, assumes that a person will bench on the kais. So he sees a person coming short less than the 19. And then he says, over there, you can work that out. Now, let's say a person, whatever reason, is not up to eating all these different types of snacks, and that's not going to work for them. So are there any other eitzes? So the Chafetz Chaim says, that the Mishnah Berurah says, that Prima Gadim says, that the person can listen to the brachas of the Olim to the Sefer Torah, and have in mind to be yotzei with them, and answer Amen, and that will count as if he made a bracha, and that will count towards the 100 brachas a person has to make. Then the Prima Gadim continues and says, even though for the purpose of Shema Ka'ina, a person is actually being Yotzei with the Bracha, if the person has a Chiyah Bracha, even if the person does not answer Amen, which a person should always answer Amen, but even if the person does not answer Amen, Shema Ka'ina works even without saying Amen. So in the case of a person that needs to be Yotzei with the Bracha of Kiddush, listens to the Mekadesh, and whatever reason does not answer Amen, he still gets a Kiddush. But over here, where the person is not really mechayev in the brachas of the oil is the one who's chayev in the brachas, not the individuals listening, that the brachas should be counted towards them for their 100 brachas, Shema Ka'ina is not sufficient. The Prima Gadim says the person has to actually answer Amen as well. So a person does that. So on a regular Shabbos, there are 8 aliyahs in the morning, 7 plus a maftir. So that's 16 brachas. And then the Haftarah has one, we make the brachas, it's considered one bracha. It has one before, and a Shabbos that has 4 afterwards, that's 5. So that's 21 brachas there in the morning, and then you add Mincha time, you have six more brachas. You have 27 brachas that a person could be used to be Yotzei and fulfill their obligation of Mea brachas. Yom Kippur, Mr. Brewer points out, after all of his calculating different ideas, even with the listening to the Olim and the brachas they're saying, you're still going to be 3 brachas short, he comes out. So 3 times over the day, a person should make a bracha on Besamim, and this way he will be able to fulfill on Yom Kippur the tikkana of 100 brachas a day. So that's a... But that's including listening to all of the Olim, which are getting aliyahs and Yom Kippur, and hearing their bracha and answering Amen to their bracha. In Siman Ches, he deals with a situation which we've mentioned already. The case where Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, the first day Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos means the second day of Yom Tov, in Chutz Lord, is Matzoi Shabbos. So in that situation, we're going to put a limitation, lisa chatkila, on when a person should eat shal shudas. Suda shlisha should be eaten earlier on. This way a person can have an appetite for the mitzvahs of the second night, whatever Yom Tov it is. So, yasa suda gimel, kodem teshos. So the third suda shlisha should be started before the end of the ninth hour, or the beginning of the tenth hour, before three quarters of the day has ended. We call welcome any ebed yerichol afil lachar teshos. That's all the chachila. But if a person had not eaten before that point in time, beginning of the tenth hour, end of the ninth hour, the person could eat, but we do recommend in that situation that he limits his what he's eating. So that's why he will still have an appetite for the evening and do the mitzvah salayla even though it's the second of Yom Tov, the mitzvah halayla min rabbanon, the person will be able to do it with appetite, and that's considered a heder mitzvah when a person eats with an appetite. Have a good day.